You're listening to a special edition of The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston. We're imagining it's Christmas 1941. Now back to John and Celeste in 1941.
And so we've got some news takeouts that we're following this last week of 1941, and what a week in what a year, with the attack on Pearl Harbor still fresh in all of our minds. America is thinking about this war that's going on. But Treasury Secretary Henry Morgenthau says we should, as Americans, do much more.
We've got to step up the sale of war bonds to $1 billion every month. All of us who earn regular pay should set aside an average of at least 10% of it every week for buying war bonds.
Here to explain what war savings bonds are all about is Louise Story, an enterprising woman who covers finance and business for our friends, the New York Times.
Good morning.
So a war bond, I'm buying what exactly?
So the Series E bonds are the ones that they want everyday people out there, farmers and business owners and workers of all sorts to buy. They cost $18.75, and after 10 years, they'll pay you $25.
And they're going to use this money to support the war that I guess, have lent them, right?
Right. So you'll be lending the money, but they're saying, you know, it's a good investment for you. When you do the math, it only works out to about a 2.9% return per year.
Which is nothing like what you were getting back in the 1920s. That's
right,
sure.
Exactly. You remember the Liberty bonds back then. The other way that you can help support the war is you can buy stamps. They're selling war stamps right at the post office, and those are a lot cheaper. You can buy those for 10 cents.
It'd be a good Christmas gift.
It would be a good Christmas gift. And I wonder if, you know, 60, 70, 80 years from now, people will still be thinking about these kinds of things, war bonds, as
no.
a good
Hopefully
investment.
We won't be having a war so. Then.
Indeed. Louise Story, a business reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today? Scrape up the most you can. Here comes the freedom man, asking you to buy a share of freedom today. Any stamps, any bond today.
Our next takeout is all about that declaration of war that Congress passed earlier this month. You'll remember President Roosevelt made a very convincing speech to Congress on the morning after the Pearl Harbor attacks almost 3 weeks ago.
I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
After the president spoke, Congress approved the resolution in the record time of 33 minutes. Joining us now is our man in Washington, Todd Zwillick.
Good morning, Celeste.
Why did President Roosevelt have to go to Congress to declare this war?
Well, the Constitution reserves the power to declare war for the Congress and for the Congress alone. Article 1, Section 8 says that only Congress shall have the power to declare war. The president can't go to war to Japan on his own. He needs the consent of the Congress and, through them, the consent of the people.
And does that mean if the Congress says no, there's no other avenue, no other option for the president?
Well, the president is allowed to send troops overseas. He is the commander-in-chief of the military, but a declaration of war does a lot more than allow the president to send troops overseas. Doing things that the president needs to do in an emergency, like suspending habeas corpus or holding prisoners without trial, would be unthinkable without a declaration of war.
Here's another excerpt from that speech where President Roosevelt urged Congress to declare war.
We will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us.
After that kind of language, was there anyone in Congress who was against his proposal?
There actually was one dissenting vote. The war declaration passed the Senate 82-0, but there was a vote against it in the House. That was Congresswoman Jeanette Rankin. She's a Republican of Montana. Of course, students of history will remember that she also voted against the war resolution against Germany in 1917. She's a pacifist.
And how did people react to her no?
Well, there were some boos and hisses in the chamber. This is a patriotic moment for the House of Representatives and for the American people. So Congresswoman Rankin was not well received.
Well, we're going to hear next about how American citizens are responding. That's Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
Our last takeout comes from you, ordinary Americans all over the country, responding to the devastating attacks on Pearl Harbor earlier this month, speaking into the Library of Congress's microphones.
We were in our living room waiting for the symphony to come. For a moment, we were stunned. We just couldn't believe it at the moment. At first, I mean, it didn't seem true, and then the more we heard, I don't know just how you'd say it. We were horrified.
That's Dorothy Baer from Buffalo, New York. And many of you are telling us your opinion of Japan after those attacks. Here's Edward Crane from Dallas, Texas.
I admit that while I've never had a very high opinion of the Japanese, their conduct in this particular situation has lowered them even in my estimation of them, which is low enough.
And some of you are putting the blame on our leaders.
All I got to say, they did the wrong thing by electing President Roosevelt. Although he helped some, he helped a whole lot. But still, therefore, he should have kept out of it.
It's affecting other people in different ways, but especially mothers who now have to see their sons go off to war, like Mrs. Whitaker from Austin, Texas.
And I'm glad to say that I have one son in the Army and that he's patriotic enough, and I have that Christian spirit in me to give our son for the cause, and I'm glad I did it, that my husband and I have done it.
But some of you got right to the heart of the matter and wished it wasn't happening at all.
I'm a housewife in my 16th year and living in New York City. I'm very sorry the United States has to get into this war.
We'll hear more reaction to the war throughout this hour. It's Christmas 1941 on The Takeaway.
But God bless the child that's got his own.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.